Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
Shaken Mega Maniacs, it is the 1st of February, it is Monday night, and you are tuned in live to MegaPowersRadio.com because it is the most interactive post-RAW experience available, the RAW post-show on Mega Powers Radio. We're going to be discussing tonight's events from RAW, things going on in the world of wrestling, other random things that may be on our mind, and the most important thing about it is that we're going to be inviting you, the listeners, all throughout the night to be participating, posing us questions, giving us your thoughts about RAW, steering our conversation all throughout the evening. So if you got something to say, we want you to be involved, and I'm going to tell you how, but first, let me tell you how you can support us here at the RAW Post Show and Mega Powers Radio. Number one way is by finding us on Patreon and subscribing to us, where for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep bringing you cool shows like this one, All Talk Show, Hot Fire Mixtape, Dace Man Show, Smack Talk Pay-Per-View Post Shows. The lineup is just growing bigger and bigger, so keep checking that out and support us on the Patreon. You can also support us by showing up live here every single Monday night so you can be in the chat room and hear the conversation as it's going live. Lots of different things going on to participate, as I said, I'll tell you about in a moment. And you can also subscribe to us, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, pretty much any place you can expect podcasts to be found. And while you're there, please give us a positive rating and review because that helps us climb the charts, which is an amazing help helping find new people get onto the RAW Post Show. And as I said, I want you guys to be involved all throughout this evening. And number one way to do that is through the chat room, which we already have lots of cool peeps in there. Let me give shout out to the folks who got here early. We got Peter Picanini, Wazili, Ben Guest 1. I guess Ben Guest was already taken. That's unfortunate, man. Beck Garta. I don't think I've ever seen you before. Shout out to Beck Garta. Welcome to the RAW Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. We got Brian the Brain. Shout out to Brian the Brain and Silent Wind of Doom. Thanks all you guys for getting here. We'll see more people coming. I see a couple people listening to the show elsewhere. If you are not on the show on Mixlr, navigate yourself there because you can participate in the chat room. We have two conversations going on at once. However, if you're a loner, if you don't want to be involved in that, but you still want to participate, lots of other ways to do it. You could tweet to us at Raw Post Show, post in the Mega Maniacs group on Facebook, and you could also leave us a voicemail message on our SpeakPipe widget. Go to MegaPowersRadio.com, find the little widget there, and you can record, I believe it's up to 45-second message filled with your question or thoughts about Raw, whatever you want to put in there. We'll play it live on the air and respond. And getting things started tonight, we're going to have our panel of hosts here. First off, my name is Mike Payne, and I'm station director here at Mega Powers Radio and host of the Raw Post Show. With me, first off, is, they call him Three Hat Tony.
Oh, yeah, I think we're going to say my name after that. Yes, I am indeed Three Hat Tony.
No, I was making a reference kind of like they call him Cage, which I don't know if you would get that reference. That's a Lucha Underground reference.
No, I don't get that at all. Does he have three hats?
No. They have a wrestler. Every time he comes out, they introduce him as they call him Cage.
Sort of like the man they call Vader?
Exactly. Every time they say it, it's said like that.
Huh.
There's no reason behind it, though. His name is never just Cage. It's always they call him Cage.
I wonder if Vader has three hats.
He has three masks, I'm sure. Also with us is Mr. Steven Hoygo.
Yeah.
How many hats do you have, Wago? I thought you have lots of hats.
Actually, Wago. I do have lots of hats. That's a lie.
You have an Eevee one and a Pikachu one or something like that?
I have an Eevee one. I got a Pikachu one, a Dragonair one, a Ditto one. I got a fox hat. I got a rabbit hat. I have fucking everything.
Gotta wear them
many hats, Wago.
What was that book of the guy with the many hats? You know, I'm talking about he had the hats stacked really tall. And he went around town and people were making fun of him. Like, hey, you can't wear all those hats. And then he wore all the hats anyway.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss kind of thing.
It wasn't a Dr. Seuss thing, but it was very Seuss-ish.
Guy with lots of hats and this and that or something.
It is. Oh, someone in the group did say it's a Seuss book. I don't think it is a Seuss book, but we'll look into that. So someone in the chat room, search the internet for this. See if you can find
a precursor to the Cat in the Hat. Like the cat just found one of the guy's hats.
No, I'm very certain that this is not a Seuss book. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Dr. Seuss. I mean, I'm happy to talk about Dr. Seuss if this was the Dr. Seuss post-life show. No? Too soon? Not funny. Okay. Well, I have to say after Raw, I'm looking over this whole card and I'm just thinking, man, what a blasé show. I don't know what we're really going to be able to sink our teeth into, but I have to ask you guys, as I always start the show off, what is the number one thing you took away? Wago, why don't you start that off?
I guess the only thing that was worth taking away from the show was the interactions between Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar. And almost as if it was clarification tonight that Dean Ambrose belongs in the main event.
Tony, what about you?
I took away three of those hats. No, this was a really just uneventful Raw. I have like no notes. There's nothing that really stuck out to me as anything interesting or uninteresting too. Like, blah. I mean, that's the best way to put it. Blasé is what you said earlier.
All right, well, since we have nothing to say about that, we have a developing story in this. It is confirmed there are two books. I found the book. It's called Caps for Sale, written by Esfer Slobodkina.
Esfer Slobodkina.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you anything about the author, but I loved that book when I was a child. And look at this, the cover of it. I linked it in the chat room there. I'm sure that looks familiar to a lot of people. But there is indeed a Dr. Seuss book, The 500 Hats of Bartholomew Cummins. So, all right.
So is that Caps for Sale guy, the Monopoly dude?
He does look a lot like him, right? Or like maybe the Pringles guy?
Maybe he's like, they're all related. Like the Pringles guy made his money in Pringles.
There was just one very smart entrepreneurial family and all the brothers split up into different markets and just kind of set the standard.
Housing, potato chips, and hats.
And the little scamp brother was Mr. Peanut.
Infinitely more interesting than Raw.
Yeah, we're going down an interesting rabbit hole here, guys. Although I don't know where we go from here. Let's fly through the show here. I don't know what we'll dig into, but we'll find out. The show starts off with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman coming out. It's your typical Paul Heyman promo saying Brock Lesnar is a beast. He's here to dominate, and he's coming for that WWE title after he wins the main event of Fastlane. Dean Ambrose interrupts. He comes out and just says that he's doing the same thing and walks away. Very cordial, very respectful, and that's it. Any follow-up, fellas?
I thought this was a really good outing by Dean Ambrose. I thought his whole spiel was really good.
He hanged.
Yeah, he definitely did. He didn't feel out of place. And I always thought that was one thing with Dean Ambrose, and it was typically because of how they booked him. He always seemed kind of not on everyone's level. But he stood with Lesnar tonight, and I bought him as a guy I want to see go against Lesnar.
I think that they could have done a little bit better job of making him be higher up, but they did do a good job of making him seem more important. Like, I don't want to bury that as like, you know, it sucked or anything like that, because it didn't. I really like this. And I liked how Ambrose was the one that started off, not Reigns. Reigns just didn't even get involved in it whatsoever, because as soon as he would have came in, it would have been the sidekick kind of thing again. And my favorite part about the whole thing actually was the very end of it. One of the things that I have an issue with WWE is how they end different segments, like backstage things in particular, and promos a lot of the times it's just sort of like, why would the guy in the back know that this is the end of what they were saying and just play the music? You know, a little too convenient kind of a thing. I liked how Ambrose just ended it with, sorry, Paul, just wanted to see what all the fuss was about. Drop the mic and walk away.
It was very natural. Mm-hmm. And that's perhaps a positive about the segment, is that we have nothing to say about it because there's nothing negative coming out of it. There was no blaring like oddities. There was no botches. There was
no Anna Kurgan's.
No, there was
Golga's.
If only Golga was there. Then we would actually have something really interesting to talk about. Go on for like 20 minutes about Golga. Done it before. We had our first match, Kalisto versus Rusev. Kalisto getting the victory here via countout after Rusev and him battled all the way around the announce area where Alberto Del Rio was doing commentary as well. Nothing more to really report here. Rusev is the only active member of the League of Nations, which is interesting times when just about a month ago they were the main event program.
Yeah, and way to kill my Fastlane predictions, WWE. I was like, all right, Kalisto versus Rusev. That's definitely a match I think is going to end up happening. All right, first match of the night, Kalisto versus Rusev. By the way, that's not happening at Fastlane. I'm like, oh, shit. You know.
Why did you think it's happening at Fastlane?
Well, it's going to be Del Rio against Rusev. Yeah. Not Del Rio against Rusev, Del Rio against Kalisto. They announced that tonight.
Why did you think it was going to be him versus Rusev? Just because, by proxy, because Del Rio was injured, he was the other league member?
Yeah, plus I kind of figured they've done it 5 or 6 times or so by now. And I guess they're just kind of making Fastlane the rematch pay-per-view again, so yay.
I don't understand why that feud's continuing, though. Normally, it's the best of the 3 matches, and whoever wins the last one wins the feud.
Beckard in the chat room saying, I wonder if a guy wearing a Golga mask in the front row would be considered a distraction.
Depends if The Rock's there to point it out.
I don't think The Rock would even notice. Who's the guy with the potato mask?
Oh, it's Rusev.
It's a really bad mask, that Golga mask. Nikki Bella had neck surgery recently, and they showed some videos of her recent recovery from that. And they go to an interview with Brie Bella where Charlotte interrupts her and sort of pretends like she's going to be nice and say, you know, I hope she's okay, I send her my best. And then she starts getting really smart about it. And her big burn after all this was, oh, tell Nikki that I hope she enjoys her new hobby, online shopping. Fuck that. Online shopping kicks ass. Who's Charlotte to come in and try throwing shade on online shopping?
If anything, shouldn't she be advocating it?
Well, why do you say that?
Because her father made a whole gimmick out of, like, I buy shit all the time and waste my money.
Well, if anything, he's also made a gimmick out of selling his stuff online on auctions.
There you go. Maybe that's what Nikki's picking up. Old Flair robes.
No input, Wego?
Oh, I don't watch these women's segments anymore. I just fast forward through them. I've decided that the only women's wrestling that is worth my time is on NXT. I'm done.
You didn't watch the match either?
No, I'm skipping any women's content on Monday Night Raw. It's been abysmal. I'm just done.
You skip Becky and Sasha too?
Yep, I'm done with it. Like, if I want to watch good women's wrestling, there's NXT, and that's where I'll watch it.
And Lucha.
Yeah, and Lucha. Well, then it's not women's wrestling, it's just wrestling.
It's just wrestling. Actually, it's Lucha.
Shut up.
Vernacular is important. Well, I mean, this isn't wrestling, this is sports entertainment, and that's not wrestling, that's Lucha. Does anybody do wrestling? Like, New Japan does Puro Resu, whatever the fuck you call it.
Puro Resu.
Puro Resu.
Puro Resu Styles.
Oh, yeah, we had Dane Quinn tweeting to us last week requesting us to do the AJ Styles announcer. We try to do it our best, but I think you're the main guy he was looking for to do that.
AJ Styles.
Beck Harta saying the cleaner, giving the shout outs to Kenny Omega. Wego, I know you're a big Kenny Omega fan. I just linked a video earlier of Kenny Omega and Xavier Woods. They encounter each other in a bar, and they have a bit of a disagreement. And you have to watch the disagreement unfold. But the whole point of it is that it's leading to them having what I assume is going to be an up, up, down, down episode of them battling each other on NBA Jam. Eh?
Who do you think wins?
I don't know how much of a gaming background Kenny Omega has. He seems like the kind of guy who could be really into gaming in the backside. Actually, he's not just a gamer. He seems like the kind of guy who would be like a really elite PC gamer and have the super awesome rig and hack and shit.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's a very fucking weird personality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious about why WWE seems to be so tight with so many things, why they would let him have that kind of like an outsider on the channel, you know?
Well, they don't really control the show, I don't think.
They do to an extent.
I've never seen Up, Up, Down, Down. So Kenny Omega called him Austin Creed. Does Xavier Woods call himself Austin Creed on the show?
Yes, he does. They almost all have different names. Matter of fact, some of them have completely different personalities.
Huh.
Some of them are kind of like just, I mean, most of them are just themselves, but maybe like heightened up a tiny bit because they know they're on a show kind of a thing. But they all have some sort of a nickname, like Kofi Kingston was Superfly until the whole Snuka stuff happened, and then he changed it over to 24/7, I think.
Well, that's smart of him calling himself Austin Creed, because that's a backup name should he like ever get released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think he's got all the rights to that or something. I mean, Austin's his real name, so.
Rusev is Tong Po.
The best
his real
of all
name,
is,
isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Is something Barnyaslev or something. That's the right last name. The best one, though, out of all of them is Big E is Big Wool.
Big Wool.
Because he's a heavy sweater. It's just fantastic. But they never
I'm
had
really
anybody
watch
that's not
stuff.
In WWE on the show.
Yeah, well,
so that's what's kind of interesting.
Tell him about Sandow, though.
Oh, he's in the... He's Sizzle is his name, I think, on the show, and he like does this really terrible rapping all the time. I thought it was funny the first time, and I thought it was terrible ever since then, and it's kind of already killed itself off. But Cody still actually goes there as Stardust.
No shit.
Well, Cody's dead.
Cody is dead. That's right. He does everything as Stardust. Like he's doing this charity thing with Stephen Amell now, and he's still doing the face painted up Stardust. Good. Commit to the gimmick. Nobody does that anymore.
Goldust showed up in the Goldust gimmick, too. Oh, and by the way, we were talking about John Cone recently. John Cone's on the most recent episode being a random referee for Wheel of Fortune. He's awesome. John Cone's the man.
John Cone!
John Cone! He's just like, $200!
Well, we're really going all over the place, but we want to keep inviting all you out there. If you want to participate in this nonsense, tweet to us at Raw Post Show. We got the chat room popping with lots of cool folks in there. You could leave us a voicemail on our SpeakPipe on MegapowersRadio.com. Take advantage of all those guys. Keep dropping us lots of hearts. We're at 30 hearts right now. I believe our record is 193, something around there. So if you guys want to try to aim for that tonight, we still got plenty of time. I don't know how long we're going to go, but Try to pop them in there. Next segment that we had on Raw tonight was the Usos against the Social Outcasts. Social Outcasts, I have to say, were not on their game tonight. I don't know if it's because Bo Dallas wasn't there. Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt, by the way, were not at Raw tonight. Very sad story. Which one of the rotundas? Was it Wyndham? Barry Wyndham?
I know one of the Blackjacks.
Yeah, one of the Blackjacks. Blackjack, it was Blackjack Wyndham, I assume, wasn't it? Or was it Mulligan?
I think it was Mulligan.
Okay, well, one of them is in the hospital. They were granted to be able to leave Raw so they can go be by his bedside. You have to know if they're leaving Raw that it's definitely not sounding like it's going to be a good situation.
Mm.
I mean, think about how upset, supposedly, how much heat there is on Tyler Breeze recently because he just asked to leave Raw. Although I guess it's a different circumstance.
Yeah, I would assume that they would be.
No, you're wrong about that, by the way. I heard a report that it was all Lana that got the hate for that.
Milk is for babies.
Anything you guys have to say about Outcasts or this match?
Definitely disappointed in Social Outcasts tonight. They seemed like they were trying to do the New Day thing, like from a couple months ago. Not funny.
Oh, so then they're doing the New Day thing now. Where they're not funny.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way.
Wago, anything? Did you skip this segment too?
I had to skip this one to catch up with everything, and by the sounds of it, I was right to do so.
The match wasn't terrible. You know who's really improving is Adam Rose.
You know who isn't? The Usos.
No. They had this really long post-match celebration too, where they just kept the camera on them as they were doing all these stupid dance moves. It was really cringeworthy.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I'm so sad I missed that segment.
Oh, you did miss one of the funniest botches, though. When the Usos were coming out, Lillian Garcia was announcing them as they were coming out, and she said they were the Grammy award-winning tag team.
That became a running joke throughout the entire night.
They did not let her live that one down.
They don't let Lillian live anything down. It's kind of like if one of us make a mistake, all right, we'll harp on it a bit. But if Drew makes a mistake, we jump on it for like all night. That's how they are with Lillian. She's the lowest on the totem pole.
Well, ever since Jim Ross left, she really is. She's the one who gets burned at the stake the most.
Probably in the back, they're just kind of like, ah, she said Grammy, that horse face slag.
I mean, think of how many times like a JBL skips over his words and says something weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody does anything with that. If Byron
they're not showing sure replays of it all night.
JBL, he just gets loud and tells you to shut up.
Yeah, sure. What's Lillian going to do? Easy to pick on Lillian.
Be great if Lillian like just tried to make fun of JBL. He slips up a little bit. He's like, I don't know, says like Owen Hart instead of Bret Hart or something like that. She's just like, ah, I remember when you said that. He's like, shut up.
Brian the Brain tweeted to us, says, at Raw Post Show, hashtag Rusev's real name is hashtag Rusev. Because he's a potato. Mm-hmm. Russet.
Potato. Oh, Russet.
Russet. I say Russet.
That's wrong.
You say Russet, and I say Russet. Russet. Russet.
I gotta think it's funny that Silent Wood of Doom says, did Sonny's sex tape actually happen? And Bicarta says, it's happening as we speak. Like, right now, they're filming. She's just getting plowed right, like, you know, 11:37 p.m.
It's an extended film. They've been filming for weeks. You can actually see a trailer for that video. It is up already.
Don't, though.
Yeah. If you value good thoughts in your
have
mind.
Have any of you guys checked it out?
No, you have?
No, I have not. I wanted to know if it was safe.
You said that a little traumatized like you had. Like, I've seen some shit, guys.
Like, I'm just like, did one of you guys do it? Was it bad?
If I could see anybody doing it, I bet it would be Sean.
Oh, actually, yeah, Sean. Here's the thing, though. Sean's got, like, no taste on anything, so...
Oh, he loves older women, too.
I can't get his opinion. Like, he'll probably think it's really fucking hot and...
Oh, okay, yeah. That's true.
And I'll go and see it, and I'll be scarred for life.
I can't imagine this chat.
It's horrible. Hot. Check it out, Brian.
He might just be talking about the trailer.
Maybe. I hope he's talking about the trailer.
Check out Brian's eBay. Good sucks.
Yeah, Brian's eBay selling copies of it on DVD. Oh, no, he watched it.
That's what the suck's for.
Oh, Wazili watched it, too.
Yeah, I get, of course Wazili watched it.
Is Wazili even 18?
I don't know.
It's not a necessary kind of thing.
That's
like,
true.
I always picture Wazili as like a Kenny, filthy bastard.
We had a Miz TV tonight, and the guest on it was AJ Styles. This is his second week with WWE, and they kept playing up the joke where they were not letting him speak. He could not get a word in edgewise on the microphone because Miz kept teasing it to him, pulling it away, teasing it to him, pulling it away. Finally, AJ had enough, punched out Miz, and stood tall at the end of the segment. Wago, I know you're the most passionate about AJ. Is this a good use of him?
So I was watching this and I go, oh, they're doing AJ, they're doing Daniel Bryan and Miz again. And as soon as I say that, he goes, and you know what? It reminds me of my protege, Daniel Bryan. And I'm like, ah, see, fucking told you. So, Miz is a great heel, but he doesn't get enough credit. Probably not the best match we're going to get out of AJ Styles, but it seems like they're setting up something with Chris Jericho. So maybe this plays out to Fastlane, Jericho gets involved, and we get Jericho and AJ at Mania.
I'm thinking Jericho, AJ, Fastlane.
Yeah, I can't see them doing a high-profile AJ Miz match. That might be something. They're doing that match on SmackDown.
Yeah, to try to get people to watch SmackDown, which is like...
They've never done, like, a match before the pay-per-view, right? Yeah, they don't do that.
If it weren't The Miz, then I would think that it was a possibility that they would just replicate it, but Miz spends more time just doing Miz TV than he does wrestling anymore.
Yeah, I know, and it actually bugs me, because I think Miz is one of the most underutilized guys on that roster.
Plus, they're going to get to a point where, in the future, he's not going to be able to wrestle the way that he could now, and he still would be able to do Miz TV. Like, let him wrestle now, let him do that stuff later when he can't.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's been there for 10 years.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But time goes by fast, man. I mean,
like, just think about how long ago it was when he main evented WrestleMania. It feels like forever.
It's been 5 years. He's been there almost 10. Wow, Cody's been there almost 10. He's still never bloomed as everyone has expected him to be.
Miz is weird, though. He was one of those guys that just was really fell flat, skyrocketed as high as you can get, and then just fell flat again.
I don't think he's done. I think we're going to see more peaks and valleys with Miz.
I hope so.
I think he's going to be a player with this whole new generation we have coming up, because I think he's a personality that can fit as a really like hateable heel. Because there aren't many hateable heels there.
He's the only, like, he's that one heel in the company that never gets a babyface pop. Like, every now and again, the smarks will chime in on a guy. They don't do it with Miz.
Who the fuck wants to cheer for a guy with that scarf?
He's a fucking good heel.
Seriously.
And he could have been a good babyface if they would have turned him at the right moment. But they
didn't. That guy doesn't work as a babyface because he's not likable.
Yeah, like he, like I said, the scarf. When he's got Maurice, so there's like a jealousy factor to it. He gets movie roles and main events despite everyone saying he doesn't deserve them.
He was on reality television.
His name's Mike.
Anyway, he really is one of the most hateable characters they have there. Everyone has been praising Kevin Owens for what a great heel he is, yet at the same time, everyone loves him. Everyone cheers him. So, Miz, is Miz actually the best heel they have right now? Probably. Stephanie. Stephanie, if you count her. But
if you want to count active wrestlers, then again, Stephanie might be more active than fucking Miz.
That's true. Miz does his job the best, I think. I think that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. We had a Divas match, Brie Bella versus Charlotte. We talked about their interaction before. Ric Flair is on the apron, dancing around, causes a distraction, but it backfires, leading Brie Bella able to roll up Charlotte for the quick victory. Just a feel-good moment, I believe, because they had the Nikki Bella surgery video earlier. They teased that maybe she'll get a title shot down the line. I can't possibly expect that.
Who, Brie or Nikki?
Brie.
No, Brie's just, you know, something for Charlotte to do in the meantime. Nikki, I mean, I don't even know when Nikki will be coming back.
Oh, Nikki will get a title shot if she comes back.
I wish Nikki and Tyson could swap recovery times. I miss Tyson Kidd. I don't miss Nikki.
That's not very nice.
I don't care.
Why can't we just put like all of the recovery period of Tyson Kidd and Nikki Bella and take that away from somebody like Seth Rollins?
Nah, I want Tyson Kidd.
How about Daniel Bryan? Still waiting for him to recover.
Yeah, I'd like Daniel Bryan just to get a chance.
At recovering?
I don't know if you buy into his tweets and stuff like that. He already is recovered.
Yeah, he's been recovered for like a year, according to him.
We had a match between Dolph Ziggler and Kevin Owens. I feel like I said that a lot lately. Ziggler does an awesome shout out to Bret Hart where he does this chest first sternum run into the corner that Bret Hart was always so famous for doing. Looked great, and with Dolph Ziggler's way he bounces around was fantastic. I don't even remember who got the victory in this match.
Ziggler, unfortunately. And
is this feud really still going?
What I do like about Dolph is that the blonde's pretty much gone out of his hair now, and he actually does look better with brown hair.
It is weird how it's finally working now.
But it's, you know what? You know, a lot of guys, when they have a change like that, it takes you a while to adjust. His hair just gradually faded, so you just gradually got used to it.
Mm. As opposed to that one night where they just had him come out looking like Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
As hell.
And his tights were still all flamboyant and shit, so it just didn't look right.
I wonder what the reason for it is. If it's just supposed to be like maybe a character shift, or maybe he's just tired of frying his hair.
Might be that. Also, I honestly don't think he's too invested in the rest of his career. I think he's just running out his contract and then he'll be doing other things.
He's going to not tan as often.
He might just be bored. I mean, how often do people change their hair for no reason other than that they've had the same haircut for a while? Or they buy a new set of clothes or, you know, And there's people out there that replace their car every year because they get tired of it.
I wish someone would take Dolph Ziggler clothes shopping.
I don't know. He could come back with more denim.
So how long is this feud going to keep going for?
Are they losing hope on Kevin Owens? That's what I want to know.
I just think he's being cast aside for WrestleMania. I just don't think they're going to have a prominent spot for him, unfortunately.
Give him the fucking... what's the Andre Memorial Battle Royal? Something. Anything. Give him that.
That could be his role. I hope not, but... If anything, I really, right now, I'm hoping that he fights Undertaker. They're not setting him up for it at all, but...
That's a long shot, but if it happened, I'd be really happy.
Right now, I think the only role that Kevin Owens is going to find at WrestleMania is going to be at catering.
Jelly roll.
Well, I mean, buttered rolls.
Yeah, I mean, jelly, right? He's fat.
See, you got to watch out for those mics.
Sasha Banks comes out, starts talking about how she's on her own now, and it's going to be her time, yada, yada, yada. Naomi and Tamina come out, saying that they still want to be sisters. No comment. they do their little unity thing. Becky Lynch comes out for a match with Sasha Banks, and the thing you expect to happens. Team Bad interferes in the match. Sasha is like, no, I don't want you guys here. Don't interfere. I didn't ask you to stay here, even though she did kind of ask them to stay. And then Becky comes for the save after Team Bad starts beating up Sasha. So probably a tag match for Fastlane here, maybe? Or maybe just next week? Because I still think Sasha's going and Becky are still in the title hunt.
Next week.
Next
I don't think that this is going to be... I mean, it also depends on how many other matches they have for Fastlane. Because if they are really stretching for this, it could be Brie versus Charlotte at Fastlane. And the tag match on, like, the pre-show or something.
Fastlane is looking like it might be a bomb then.
I don't want none.
Blah segment.
Are you guys disappointed for the separation of Team Bad and Sasha?
I'd be fast forwarding it through it anyway, so I don't really care.
I'm disappointed that they even bothered acknowledging it tonight.
Yeah, true that. they did just kind of like ignore it for what was like 2 weeks. They didn't even say anything about it.
I think they might have said something on SmackDown, but then again, it's SmackDown, so I was ignoring that to begin with. But they really didn't need to do any of that kind of stuff unless they just wanted to solidify Sasha Banks as a babyface now. But if that's the case, she acted kind of like a heel, so I don't know what they're doing. But we're talking about a company that's lately they've been turning people heel and face just by going, hey, can you like cheer for this person now? Thanks. Did that with Big Show, apparently Brie Bella now.
They do that with Show all the time, though.
Yeah, that's been Show's MO every time he's turned face, pretty much. Except for that one time he cried.
It's like, hey, some bad guys in the ring.
Oh, wait, that one time he cried? What am I saying?
I'm going to punch you. Oh, look, I'm a baby face.
Paige came back, and she was just a baby face tagging up with Natalya, even though that they were having arguments and stuff beforehand. And Brie's a face now just because Nikki's injured and... You know,
so does that mean it
shows how
Fox
much effort they want to put into these writing.
I guess all of Team Bella is. I mean, Team Bella was always kind of the tweeners with that whole triangle feud, right?
Not at the beginning.
I thought they were because they were sort of they had the backing of the Total Divas lovers.
Hmm.
I thought that was always kind of their angle. Like the people like us, yeah, we were never supposed to like them. Just want to remind everyone out there, if you want to leave us a voicemail, we have our SpeakPipe widget on MegaPowersRadio.com. You could tweet to us at RawPostShow. Join the chat room that we have on our Mixlr page. This is the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw Post Show on MegaPowers Radio. Let's do another round of shout-outs for the people we got here in the chat. We got Silent Wind of Doom, Peter Piccanini, Wazili, Ben Guest 1, Beckarta, Brian the Brain, our other co-host, Drew White, and Kenneth Cade, currently in the chat.
Said it backwards.
What?
Should be already in the chat, Kenneth Cade.
Already in the chat, Kenneth Cade. Okay. My bad. So this was a fun segment. We had Goldust perching on a toilet as R-Truth opens up the door to the stall.
Perching on a toilet?
Yeah, he was perched on the toilet like Spider-Man or something. I don't really know how to explain it. But
yeah, I love when they show all clips of Booker T and Goldust. Seriously, they're pushing. I'm thinking they're getting a little too close to doing that. They're just rehashing it. Let's just stick Goldust with a wacky black guy.
Yeah. And it was great. That was one of my favorite tag teams of all time.
Yeah, to be quite honest, I don't have any complaints. I just found it funny that they're doing the same thing again all these years later.
And it gets both of them a spot where R-Truth has been, not I'm going to say useless, but they haven't done anything with him except for bringing him out for an odd joke here and there. So if we can find more jokes for him, great.
And to be fair, R-Truth, he's never in a bad segment when he does his comedy stuff. It's no, always gold.
Absolutely. Had one of the highlights of the Royal Rumble. You hate it?
I hate this thing.
Oh, fuck.
I don't like it at all, and it's predominantly because of Goldust. This whole stuttering thing was dumb back in the day. They don't need to bring that back.
I am not a fan of the stuttering.
He's keeping his character. He was electrocuted. Continuity.
Except for all those years where he didn't stutter.
Well, it was just that he wasn't stuttering at the time when the camera was on him.
And, like, why is he in the stall without his boots on to shove his foot in the toilet? And, like, I don't know. So I just didn't think this was funny at all.
I can answer that. So he could tread in poo.
Yeah.
It seemed like it kind of hurt him, too, because he kept saying, ow.
Yeah, I don't think he was supposed to get off of it like that. I think he wasn't actually supposed to have his foot inside of there.
I think he was.
If he wasn't supposed to put his foot in the toilet, that happened. That sucks. I mean, it sucks either way.
If that did happen, he played it off pretty well.
I don't know. I just don't like this at all. I didn't like any of their segments that they've been doing recently. And you know it's going to end with the two of them as a tag team. And I'm not interested in that either. Like, I want R-Truth to do his own thing. He's much better without Goldust.
Wazili asks, did he stutter when he was Black Rain?
No. He like growl talked like this.
Yeah, that's TNA on our watch.
Yeah, that stuttering bullcrap annoyed the shit out of me back in the day. They lightened up on it this week compared to last week. Last week it was really laying it on heavy. I'm hoping that's something they realize is a bad idea.
I don't think that stuttering thing was so bad. There were some golden segments with Goldust and Triple H where Triple H was mocking him.
Sure.
What, back in the day?
Back in the day, back when he did it.
Okay, so let's endure all these other annoying times he does it so we can have one funny segment of Triple H making fun of it. That sounds like a great idea.
That's what Tony did with the New Day.
Yeah, they were good until a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they fucking sucked like every other week, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You just like them because you're lame.
Well, I do not love the New Day.
I missed what you said.
Goldust sucks.
Yeah. So, speaking of how much the New Day sucks, New Day comes out, and I have to say, if there's one thing I'm especially over with New Day, it's this whole pretending the trumpet is a person. Can we stop with that already?
Okay, Tony, tell us how you're defending Francesca too. Come
on. I'm not.
And the personification of it, about how it has like feelings and it deserves rights.
Now, Francesca was kind of funny at first, but it just like all the other jokes, I mean, especially the booty jokes tonight, they've just run that down into the ground.
But I will say, I didn't hate everything the New Day did tonight. They actually had this really cool thing they did where they all stacked heads and they were all moving their arms around like Shiva while they were doing their chant.
I didn't even see that.
They're trying something a little bit different. And we were talking before in our Raw chat about the awkward look of Big E. We've talked about this numerous times, actually. But I noticed tonight while I was watching him, Big E looked a little better. He's letting his hair on the sides grow out a little bit. Makes it a little less awkward.
He needs to either cut it really short or just shave it all off. But right now, it's actually fine if he looks goofy. It's perfect for the gimmick. So this is the one time you shouldn't start looking normal.
The one thing that the New Day did that I thought was funny tonight was when they were talking about, like, oh, we love the kids, but we're still going to fight you.
Yo, God, that dancing kid who was in the Bullet Club shirt.
I cracked up, like, I'm like, oh, look, it's a mini smirk.
And it's just like, oh, look at that. The hips don't lie. We'll still kick your ass, kid.
He was such a smart. Like, he was doing the dance and he was doing the bowing.
Yeah, he's cheering for the heels and he's wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt. I'm like, ah, this one's gotten to it young.
Correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody remembers. This is definitely at least the second time that New Day's made a reference to that they'll beat kids up. And if I remember correctly, I think it's been Kofi both times. And I think he's the only one that has a kid.
And Kenny Omega's the only one that's done it.
I wonder if he's just kind of like, man, one of these days this kid's just like, oh, you know, you just want to beat these kids up. And they're like, what? Bring that out on the into the ring. Like, you know, use it there or something.
Funny, yeah, if you track that segment down that I talked about before between Kenny Omega and Xavier Woods, there's a part where Xavier Woods calls out Kenny Omega for beating up little girls, because he actually has a match with this little girl, and they were showing clips of it in that little segment. And there's this one part where he does like an enziguri kick on her, and a backbreaker, and all these other moves, and it's just, it's nasty looking, especially the enziguri.
She sells it pretty well.
Absolutely.
People should actually go check that match out. Obviously, you've got to suspend your disbelief, but it's... And Jim Cornette would probably scream, but it's funny.
Sounds like a match for keeping kayfabe. I'm setting that one next. Let's do it.
Sweet.
I'd rather watch that than to watch like the normal main roster women's matches.
She actually looks more talented than majority of the women from what I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just Oscar her all grown up.
How old was that the match that took place? Was it like a couple years ago or was it like recent?
Wayo?
I missed what he said.
How old is that match?
I don't know. I think it's only like 2 or 3 years old.
Mm. All right, well, there goes the idea that it was like 5 years ago and maybe she's like in training now or something, you know, like if it's like totally 2 years, wrong. I don't think so.
Well, we have one final segment to talk about from Raw here, guys. We had the New Day tag teaming up against Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, or what do they call them? Ambrains? That's what they mentioned they're called in the fan fiction circles.
Yeah.
Sure.
I actually tuned out of this match. I didn't watch what happened. Can you guys iterate here? I was starting to get things ready for the Raw post show.
I don't remember anything that happened.
Yeah.
So Roman looks strong. Dean Ambrose got the pin with the Dirty Deeds.
Okay.
And then Brock Lesnar said, fuck your dreams, and F5 Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I saw after the match. I just didn't see the match itself. I saw Shield members celebrating. Brock Lesnar comes out and says I'm going to wreck their shit. Looks like he's going to wreck their shit. But then New Day comes from behind and attacks Ambrose and Reigns. Roman Reigns just disappears. Who knows where he went? Like, we never actually showed him, like, get taken out, or did he chase them outside through the crowd, or what happened? But then Brock Lesnar comes in and F5s Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, it was actually awkward with Roman Reigns. He was just fighting with Kofi, and then it panned down, and both Kofi and him were on the floor.
Didn't this happen before in a Shield match, where one of them just disappeared in the middle of the match with no explanation and never came back?
Yeah, I think it's happened a couple times. Doesn't surprise me. I actually have a problem with this match. Brock Lesnar is an absolute beast, and we've established that he's on a certain level. And then I'm watching Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns get their ass kicked by the New Day for a good portion of this match, and I gotta believe that they can best Brock Lesnar. Alright. It makes sense.
Tony, you got any input for this?
Nope. But I do kind of want to bring out that Sutherland of Doom mentioned two matches that we didn't talk about yet.
What's that? We skipped over.
Titus O'Neil and Tyler Breeze in the Big Show segment.
I know we don't have anything to say about those.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about it either, but I figured I'd mention it. Sucks that they're doing that to Tyler Breeze, I guess.
That did piss me off a bit. I'm just like, really? God damn it.
And it sucks that they're hindering the progress of the future legend, Eric Rowan.
What annoys me about that thing with Tyler Breeze, though, is you should have just left him in NXT.
There's
plenty of things he could have been doing in NXT right now, which would be great.
He could have just been having kick-ass matches with the people that they do want to bring up.
Yeah. Nakamura, perfect opponent is Tyler Breeze. Austin Aries, perfect opponent is Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze is the perfect opponent for anyone they bring to the roster.
Perfect opponent for Titus O'Neil.
It really is sad when you see how some of these people end up on the top roster after what stars they were. I mean, just look at all the women. That have come up.
When it happened to Bo Dallas, I expected it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain guys that you have a higher expectation for. Tyler Breeze was up there. Really talented guy.
Shouldn't have happened to the Ascension either.
No, I was shocked how much the Ascension bombed.
Oh, they
you really know, it was the fucking face paint. They should not have given that damn face paint.
See, I don't think it was the face paint. I think it was the time they brought him up.
That didn't
they brought him up at the end of the year, and then it's like, well, you're not going to build him up to WrestleMania, are you? Well, if you're not, then you're basically spending 3 months not using them, and then they're not used for 3 months, and nobody gives a shit.
Well, they purposely gave him as many hurdles as they could when they brought him up, and they seem to do that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what Tyler Breeze's future is. He's the new Dolph Ziggler.
Speaking of people brought up from NXT that aren't doing anything, no Neville tonight.
I mean, it is Black History Month. He should be there, right? I don't know. Maybe he was on the pre-show, perhaps. Who knows?
He wasn't on the Superstars tapings.
Oh, we broke the record for hearts.
Yeah, 207 hearts. Good job, guys.
Mm.
All right, so I have a favorite commercial tonight. I haven't done this in a little while, but I'm going to give another shout-out to the Dollar Shave Club. They've got a few new commercials to their ad campaign, and they had a really fun one tonight where the razor was French. It was a French-speaking razor. And my favorite part of the whole thing is when it starts saying it to him in the end, he's like, I want to shave up and down your face. I like them. They're cartoony and cute.
I didn't watch any commercials tonight because I was on a delay, so I got to fast-forward past them all.
I still don't have DVR. Can I just throw that out there? These days. Of 2016, still without a DVR.
Well, to be quite honest, I might as well not have one with Xfinity. It's fucking shit.
I mean, you don't like not being able to really fast forward unless you want to go well past what that is?
Oh, yeah, like when you click play, it's already like 30 seconds into the part you wanted to fucking see. Or when it just doesn't record a certain part of it.
Yeah, or when you set something to record and then they decided they're going to push something... Like, you know, CNN debate or something like that's going to happen, and then they don't change it, so you end up recording half of another show and half of the other thing. And
yeah, Comcast Xfinity.
All right. Well, we have a title of the episode, Fuck Comcast Xfinity. And with that, we're going to head into the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we're going to talk about the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and the most god-awful, must-avoid part of the show. If you have a good, bad, and ugly, drop in the chat, and we'll read it out loud after we read ours. Yes, it is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Wego, start us off. What's your good, bad, and ugly?
So, my good has to be Dean Ambrose. He looked strong tonight. Looked on a different level. The bad has to be... The fact that nothing is going on in this show. And I'm sure I could give an ugly to one of the women's segments because I'd hate it and I'm sure it's bombed. But I'm going to give it to Kevin Dunn. Right, AJ Styles, when he comes out, you put the camera on AJ fucking Styles.
I almost thought it was like a joke.
You noticed that shit again too, then.
I did, yeah. I almost thought he did it on purpose this time, just as a joke.
He didn't have the camera on him this time? I didn't pay attention to that.
Like, they had to cut really fast, and they didn't catch him coming out just as the pyro went off. A second, if they had done it a second too late, Pyro would have, got cut off too.
At least it was on the crowd and not the Miz.
What's so hard for them to figure this out? They've been doing it every night for multiple people for decades.
A BBC motherfucker probably just has it out for AJ. He probably doesn't like him.
Doesn't like all those indie guys. It doesn't like any of those tiny indie guys.
No, I mean, maybe it's AJ that's, jumping ahead of time or something.
Oh. That's true.
No, I don't think so.
Like, you got to wait 10 seconds after your music hits and he's going out at 7.
I feel something. Like that would have been corrected.
Maybe.
Oh. Tony, you have a good, bad, and ugly?
I have, for my good, the Dean Ambrose line about just wanting to see what all the fuss was about. I mentioned earlier why I liked it, so I'm not going to just repeat myself. The bad, this is going to sound bad, but I mean this in all good ways. We talked about this before. The idea, I think it was Alex had brought the it up. WWE decides it's Black History Month, so let's just start celebrating non-WWE people and stuff like that. And the first thing I saw was just an Aretha Franklin quote or whatever, and I was like, don't start pretending that you give a shit again. Like, it's good when they show, you know, all right, it's Black History Month, let's show Mark Henry. That's good. Mark Henry is a, you know, Hall of Fame-worthy career person. He's somebody who gets underrated quite a bit and stuff like that. But don't start getting into like the overly ridiculous kind of way that they do it sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, I'm nervous about that. And I remembered at the beginning of this episode that it was like, oh, the whole month they're going to be trying to, you know, play into that mentality and all that. So right now I'm giving them a bad. They didn't do real bad on this episode or anything like that, but it's just a preemptive bad if it gets bad.
Why do you hate black people, Tony?
I have nothing against black people. This is all totally against WWE.
Why do you hate WWE's black people, Tony?
Ugly is going to go to Goldust and R-Truth, mentioned before. Not into it. Don't want to see them a tag team. Don't want Goldust ruining R-Truth's comedy when it comes to that kind of stuff. And just nothing about it made me laugh.
And at the chat room here, Peter Piccanini says, good, the sock chant in the chat room. Bad, everything after his second nap. And Raw being bad enough that he had to take a nap in the first place. And as ugly as hearing the Divas call the small package finish and they have small ones? What?
What?
I don't know what that last part meant, but
I shouldn't have any packages.
Yeah.
It's okay. He doesn't always English the best. It's forgettable.
Kenneth Cade says, good, Dean Ambrose. Bad, the Divas. Ugly, the lack of storyline pushes for WrestleMania. It's still early, Kenneth. I wouldn't worry too much about that yet. After Fastlane is when we'll start seeing more of those come into play. You already are seeing a number of things being set up, though, or at least being teased. We saw Triple H and Brock Lesnar have a little bit of a tease tonight when Triple H came in and told him he looked a little soft with Dean Ambrose coming out in the first segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Fastlane sucks.
My good, bad, and ugly. My good, I'm going to give to the Goldust and R-Truth thing. I can't believe Tony hates it, but I'm digging it. I'm looking forward to seeing how this goes down. I like that we got a lot of comedy going on right now, and it's actual genuine comedy. You know, it's not like the stupid poopy humor thing like we've seen so much of. Like, they don't always...
There was legitimate poop in that one, though.
Yeah, this one literally okay. Was a poopy humor segment.
Okay, so bad use of words.
Jokes on you. This is all shitty.
But okay, so I'm just saying it's not like the testicle jokes like Roman Reigns was doing, or even a lot of the things that The Rock says, or Rudy Tootie Booty.
What's the matter, Tater Tot? Don't like poop jokes?
They don't hit every week, but New Day is generally funny. Social Outcasts have been pretty funny most weeks. And now if we have R-Truth and Goldust, there's going to be a lot to laugh at on Raw. And not just at how bad things are. we got one more in the chat room. Are we out of here? Good. From Silent Wind to Doom. Good. An old Jewish guy from Brooklyn may be president? Bad. Rusev just failing to be flipped by Kalisto's legs. And ugly. Steph teasing Dean and Roman breaking up. I hope Roman goes heel or it's just a red herring. Don't expect Roman to go heel, but anything could happen. All right, fellas, it is time for us to start playing the games here on the Raw Post Show. As of you have listened here before, you know, we end each show by playing a few games, and the loser of the games has to read the plugs in a manner of the winner's choosing.
Well, I hope you've got like a new game, because Peter Piccanini is saying, I want a new game.
We have a new game. Well, I promised him a new game. I've been teasing in the chat. I teased it in the Mega Maniacs group earlier, so I do indeed have a new game. We are going to be warming up, though, with a game of Tap Out. You guys know how Tap Out works, but for those who don't, I'll give you a quick overview of it. Essentially, I am going to give a category, and the players will take turns saying one example from that category until we exhaust the topic or someone cannot say anything else. When someone cannot answer, they will tap out and be eliminated. Last one standing wins. You fellas understand this, yeah?
Who are you?
Me. So, fellas, in celebration of February and it being Black History Month, even though Tony absolutely hates this, our topic tonight is going to be Black Champions. Tony, you go first.
Can we specify what type of champions?
Any champion.
Any champion, Tony. God.
Any belt, right. Championship belt.
Mark Henry.
Yep. Way up.
R-Truth.
Tony Atlas.
Booker T.
Rocky Johnson.
Junkyard Dog.
Titus O'Neil.
Darren Young.
David Otunga.
Kofi.
Big E.
Xavier Woods.
Sasha Banks.
Oh, Wago has lost tap out for the first one off a timeout.
Why did Vasily say X-Pac in the comments?
Oh, MVP, Ron Simmons, Foxy. Yeah, definitely a few in there you guys didn't get to.
Shelton Benjamin.
We probably could have gone on for a little longer. It's always easier to remember after you're out of the hot seat, though. So Tony Mango taking the first tap out win here to get a 2-point advantage before we go into our new game here. Mark you there. So for this next game, guys, we're playing a brand new one, as I said. And this game is called Whose Ass Is This? It's very simple how to play this game. I'm going to send you guys a picture, and you need to tell me whose ass is this? It's a pretty simple game. So we're going to use the buzzer method. So you guys are both in the chat room on Mixler, right? Yeah, you guys both are. So we're going to do the same thing we did before, but we're going to use the Mixler chat this time. You got that clear?
Yep, sure.
Okay, just so there's no confusion, we're posting our chat. To buzz in, you're just going to post anything. So you're just going to post anything, and that'll be whoever gets that first will get the first opportunity to answer. A correct answer will net you a point. An incorrect answer will not harm you in any way. Let me just get my notebook
good,
here.
If you like gave negative points on this, we'd be fucked.
Nah, I want you guys to see if you can really guess these. I think this will be a fun new game.
Have you got Billy Gunn's music queued up?
All right, fellas, you in the chat room, I'm going to be posting the links in there so that you can see them. Please do not shout out answers or even guesses or anything like that. Please wait until the hosts give their answer, and then you can start talking about what it is. Or if you just want to make a comment like, oh, this is so easy or something like that, that's fine. But please do not throw out answers for them. Let them put their answers. All right, so we're going to do our first one here. Dropping it in the chat room in 3, 2, 1. Fellas, whose ass is this?
I'm expecting the Stacey Keebler.
Actually, Wago chimed in first. Wago, who is it?
Oh, I was going to say someone else, but I'm going to say Stacey Keebler now.
Stacey Keebler is incorrect. Tony? Tony, do you want to try? You have another attempt since you put it in there.
You don't get anything wrong. You don't lose any points.
You don't lose any points, no.
Come on, Tony.
Tori?
No, it is not Tori. Wago, I'll give you another opportunity.
Oh, god damn it. Cherry?
Not Cherry. Tony, one more try since I gave him one.
Ashley Massaro?
It is not Ashley Massaro. I'm going to link Ashley the full Massaro picture now. That is the ass of Cameron.
What?
What?
Yeah, Cameron's ass. I should probably reiterate it, since it's Black History Month, these are all black asses.
Oh, did not look like a black ass.
She's the mocha. It's a more mocha ass, I suppose.
Okay. It would have been good to know that.
I guess
I think it's kind of funny though that we didn't imagine that.
And the people the voice too is deep as in the history of the company.
Yeah, absolutely. Alright, guys. So this next one is coming in 3, 2, 1. Fellas, whose ass is this? Buzz in to get an answer. Tony.
I'm going to say Jazz.
Incorrect. Wago.
Ahmed Johnson.
That is correct. That is Ahmed Johnson's ass.
Wow. Oh, no. Why do I know that?
I'm glad I got that wrong.
Yeah. Can I take the minus point?
We link the full picture in there so everyone can see the glory. I can see this game's going over very well with people. So I'm going to drop number three in the chat room here, guys. In 3, 2, 1, whose ass is this?
Oh, damn.
Tony.
That's Karma.
That is Karma. Awesome Kong, Amazing Kong, whatever you want to call her. That is indeed her ass.
Dropped that off. One was easy.
Yeah, I figured that one would be easy.
It wasn't even an ass. It was just like a wrestling game.
Yeah. All right, guys, here comes the next one. Drop it in the chat in 3, 2, 1. Whose ass is this?
Ah, shit.
Tony.
Layla?
Incorrect. Whose ass is it? Lego, can I guess? All right, guess we're going to time out of that. Wow, I thought that would be the easiest one. Anybody in the chat want to guess that one? Everyone's saying easy. Drew got it. It's Naomi's.
I would have thought it would have been bigger. It would have taken up like my entire screen.
I thought it was bigger than that. That's
I tried hard. To make it big.
See?
Well, I feel very unsexist tonight. That's good.
Yeah, out of all the ones I got, it was Ahmed fucking Johnson.
Well, that's an entirely different problem.
All right, guys, here comes number 5. Fellas, in 3, 2, 1, whose ass is this? Tony.
That's got to be Layla.
It's got to be Layla. That is indeed Layla.
I was really hoping Kenneth Cade wasn't going to be right there. He said Virgil.
Funny enough, I did consider getting Virgil for this game, but I can promise you guys there is no Virgil ass.
Nice.
However, we have come to our last one. We have come to the end of whose ass is this. So here's the last one coming in 3, 2, 1. Fellas, whose ass is this? Wago. Or actually, Tony. I'm sorry. Tony got it first.
I'm thinking maybe Big E.
That is Big E.
But I had to.
All right. Tallying up the scores here. We got 1, 2, 3 for Tony and 1 for Wago.
I knew all the ones that Tony did. He just typed faster.
No. adding up the scores we got here. Tony's got a score of 5. Wago's got a score of 1. Tony, 2 weeks in a row with the victory. Mm. So
that two games this week. Good.
Yeah. So Tony, you get to pick how Wago does our plugs. If you in the chat room have an idea of how you would like to hear Wago do it, feel free to drop it in there. Give a good suggestion for Tony. In the meantime, Tony, what do you got in your mind? What do you think you want to hear Wago do the plugs as?
So far, the only one in the chat is disappointed Donald Trump.
Disappointed Donald Trump.
I don't even know how Trump sounds.
I was going to suggest Ahmed Johnson, but I don't remember how he sounds.
I don't remember how he sounds. I've never heard him cut a promo. I thought he was just angry and big.
That's exactly what his promos were like. It was him being angry and big.
So he's just DMX.
Didn't we have something that we had like, we should do this in the future? Like a couple weeks ago, we were talking about something.
Oh, I'm sure there was a whole list of things we've thought that we should do sometime.
Throw out some suggestions in the chat. I can't think of anything right now. Nothing funny enough.
You got to see. You got Rodney King after he got his ass beat. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Drew wants me to do it as Sean.
Okay, do it as Sean.
By Sean, you mean my version of Sean.
Well, that's the real version.
The full Canel Sean?
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Let me warm my throat up for this.
Oh, Buff. You could do it as Buff Bagwell.
So is that what you want me to do, Sean?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking hell! It's good to be back on the post-Raw show. Fucking guy like Miguel guy out here. Fucking ugly cunt with his eyebrows. Anyway, let me tell you about some pretty fucking good shows.
post Raw shows here every fucking Monday. Talk about wrestlers and with women with a big tit, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, check out at Stephen Wago on Twitter. He makes impressions of me that I very good and I very spot on. I ain't right. It ain't fucking right, I tell ya. Check out smokeoutmoment.com, you bastards. And Premier Pals. Fucking hell.
Another great Sean impression. Thank you, Wago. It's funny, whenever someone not Drew does the plugs, they're fun.
I haven't done that in a while.
Well, if you had fun tonight, we hope you did. Join us every single week here. We are live once Raw goes off the air. Tune your browsers to megapowersradio.com for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, The Raw Post Show. Keep up with us every single week. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and the number one place is the Mega Maniacs. Search for that on Facebook, and you will find the group where we are chatting all throughout the week, posting memes, articles that we think are good to read. Just whatever we feel like posting there. It's a good interaction all through the week after the show ends. Also, I want to put a special plug out there. I have started streaming on Twitch, so if you are a video game fan out there, you enjoy watching people playing, head over to twitch.tv/MrPayden. Same thing I use for my Twitter and Facebook handle. Find it on there. I've been doing games like Super Mario 64, Carcassonne, Farming Simulator 15. Yeah, it's a super cool game. So if you dig watching people on Twitch, I've been doing a few of those lately. Getting a little multifaceted, wearing many hats to bring us back around to the hats topic.
I see what you did there.
Until next week, folks, for Tony Mango, for Stephen Wago, for the fucking L. Sean Walker, this has been the Raw Post Show, and we'll see y'all on the flip flop.
293 hearts!
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.